Learning from our mistakes and the mistakes of others is how we grow to make better mistakes. Let's make better mistakes. Welcome to episode 204 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. My name is David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So without delay, let's get this episode started. Welcome again, everybody, to this new episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. This show's title is Learning from the Mistakes of Others. There we go. Learning from the Mistakes of Others. And in this episode, I'm going to get just a little political, but not too much. So if you don't like politics, and again, I'm very uncomfortable talking about politics, but there's three examples here that this past election and the election, the campaigning towards the election really, really showed. And these are some mistakes that I saw. And again, not to get too political, but for those of you that are easily offended by talking politics, this might not be your episode. And if you really, truly have to pick a side, that's up to you. That's your decision. But I saw mistakes on all sides. So here, let's dive into this episode. And it's a little bit further on. So here we go. Why is it important to learn from the mistakes of others? Because they offer unique insights. We get that unique perspective also. One, because they're making their mistakes based on what information they had at the time. They made their mistakes based on the resources that were available at the time. So a lot of times you'll hear the mistakes, or we talk about mistakes, or it's hindsight is 2020. There we go. Hindsight is 2020. Well, yeah, knowing now what we know now versus what they knew at that moment. So yes, we can make those quote unquote educated remarks, because we are now informed, we're brought into the loop and see the big picture while they were in that moment, in that time. And so I get it. But it's important to learn from those so we can not make those same mistakes. And well, what if they don't directly apply? Well, guess what? Take a step back or two and you'll see the big picture. And I'll talk a little bit more about that as well. So it's important to learn from others, the mistakes of others, so we don't create the same mistakes, do the same thing, how to react to them, how to respond to them, and how they did it, and how we can do different, and how we can be better. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen. The mistakes of others, we'll hear about it, and soon, one day, we'll find ourselves right in the middle of it the same way. And again, I promise you, history will beat you up for it, because the mistake you made, somebody down the road is going to say, oh, well, you could have done this, and you should have done that, and of course. But again, they weren't in that moment, and they didn't have the resources available that you did or didn't have, or they may have more resources than you have. So again, everything's different, but learning from those mistakes really, truly will help you in the future. And from whose mistakes should we be learning? Anyone and everyone who makes a mistake, we should be learning from. Anyone. Family, friends, politicians, the military, generals, soldiers, everybody, any rank, quote-unquote celebrities, and I do say celebrities loosely because, again, they make mistakes, but for some way or another, some form or fashion, they find their way out of it. And so, again, things to learn from. Learn from learning from those mistakes. Now, what are we supposed to learn from the mistakes of others, especially when the mistakes they made do not apply to you directly? Great. Well, as I said, you learn to recognize the bigger issue. You learn to look at the big picture. You take those steps back and you see, oh, well, here's what they did wrong. Should it be my turn or this happened to me? Here's what I'm not going to do. And here we go. So in the recent election, the one that just happened here in the United States, not so long ago, one candidate rested, and I'm naming names, but you'll know who they are as I go through them. One candidate rested on his laurels and did not work to solidify his base. That is true. He did not. He just rested on his laurels. The campaigning that he did initially to become the candidate the first time and ultimately win, he rested on his laurels. The campaigning he did was not what I just didn't see it. It wasn't there. The other candidate paid attention to the immediate areas of concern, and damning the sphere of influence areas that he will need later to succeed. What does that mean? He saw where the problem was. He saw where he could exploit and win votes. It got him there. He did great in a couple of states that were historically for the other person. But what about the others? What about the ones that he's going to need later on? He didn't win those. He didn't go there. He didn't talk to them. He didn't bring them in. He didn't reach out and say, hey, here's what we need to do. See, that same, the same candidate, that same other candidate also took for granted the demographic stereotypes and failed to recognize that people will no longer be, well, they're not going to accept being bunched into a group of, or grouped into any certain types of individuals based on their zip code, based on their last name, or what the Nielsen ratings say they should be watching, listening to, and or reading. Pundits also, you know, news people, quote unquote, media, actually should just be media, done with the news. So again, that's what happened. And what I'm getting at there is he took what the maps were saying. He took what the demographics of those maps, the majority demographics were saying in those maps, in those areas, and he took them for granted. And he said, oh, well, they're just going to be part of this. And a lot of things have happened. And where I'm based out of, I'm here in Texas. Yes, there was the what was it called? The purpleization of Texas. That's it was shifting from one to the other, from blue to red. And because blue and red makes purple. That happened. But down in my area where I'm located at, in my general area, it really was shifting. It numbers were increasing. The gaps were historically wide. They started to narrow this time. And one didn't stop to think about that, that it might not be that same way later on. So again, being careful. One VP candidate perpetuated and encouraged class division by attending a private event and not an open to the public event to, well, help encourage members of the other side to see what this candidate and this candidate's running mate was bringing to the table, the shared table of this nation. And that right there said, wait a minute, I thought you were running for all people, all office at today. I understand private events happen, but not so close to the election. I want to say it was within a week of the election. There was in a private event. And, you know, it's like, where are you trying to win over votes if you're in so class division? Yes, if you could pay to get in, you got in. That was it. And it's just that simple. And that sets the tone. That sets the standard. So, again, mistakes were made by everybody. And again, those other political parties, same thing. There were some individuals that were running in my neck of the woods that I'd never heard of. Never heard of. Never made a note. Never received a flyer. Never made a banner. Nobody was canvassing on behalf of that individual. And yet, there they were on the ballot. You know, when I went to go vote, there they were. It's like, never heard of this person. And again, where's that mistake? They just throw their name out there and basically wasting people's time? Because that's all it was. If no one knows you, if no one talks about you, if no one talks to you, or you don't go out and talk to anybody, again, that mistake is that you just don't care. So why bother? Why would anybody vote for you? So again, that's the recent example. Of course, there's plenty of other examples ever, you know, from the very beginning or the very end. Again, recently or up until now. Recently, there was a NPR conversation with Dr. Fauci. I found that link and was looking at it. But in that conversation, they asked Dr. Fauci, the NIH lead, and they asked him about the distribution of the vaccine for the COVID-19 and where that was going and how that was going to be done. And right off the bat, he says, oh, yeah, no, frontline workers, teachers, nurses, anybody in the medical field. I said, kudos, yes, definitely, without a doubt, I'm behind it. And then they said, he went down a line and said that individuals that are deemed important and to the United States, that are deemed important. Well, who deems these people that are important? And my first question, being the cynic that I am, was, so does this mean that the celebrities and the social media, quote unquote, social media influencers are going to get the vaccine before my 20s aged daughter in college? Is she going to get it? She's going to have to wait for the celebrities and the social media influencers to get it because they themselves truly believe they are important to the United States and what's going on. So it's one of those to think about. But again, it's how things happen, is how people converse, is how people share the information. And I mean, it's probably not going to be that way, but this guy is in a position to influence how that happens. People are going to listen to this guy. They listened to him right from the very beginning. They continue to listen to him today. I listen to Dr. Fauci. So it those said, hey, what's the deal here? So speaking of all that, so that's recent. And again, when should you be learning from those mistakes? Well, always. And then under all conditions. So you see, I brought in the election back from November. I brought in the COVID-19 vaccine. It's not yet, well, at the time that I'm recording this, it's not yet out. But you've got to stay on top of it. You've got to stay on top of it. You've got to stay on things because they're going to pop up in the news, in social interactions, in everyday life, or you crack open an encyclopedia and you see something in history that happened. It's like, well, why did this happen? Let's learn from that mistake. So under all conditions, at all times, should you be learning from those mistakes? Now, how do we learn from the mistakes of us? What is it? What is the process we need to take to learn from the mistakes? Well, we must consider ourselves observers. We must become the observer. We must observe what's going on. And we get that luxury of being detached because we're not right in the middle of it. It's not happening to us. Maybe it'll happen to us in our lifetime at once or twice or more times. There might not ever, but you'll be prepared because you learn from those mistakes. Then we must become analysts and we must analyze that everything that we've observed. From our point of view, how would I have handled it? And if I had these resources or I was in this position, how would I handle it? So again, and then next, we remove the fluff. We remove the fluff. We remove the fluff to find out how it directly impacts us. Because everything that every mistake anybody's ever done is going to impact us in some way in our personal life. Not as a result of their actions, but in how when we put ourselves or we find ourselves in that same situation, we're now having to deal with that. And even if we have to take a step back or two to really see the big picture, we need to, because that's how we're going to see it all for what it is. And as we go into time and years from now, kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids are going to see how we reacted during this time of pandemic, because I guarantee you, there's going to be another one. Because if there was one, there was one after, and there was another one. And it happened with the Spanish flu, and here we are with COVID-19. There's just another one around the corner. So it's going to happen. But remember, we should always be learning from the mistakes of others, not just ourselves and ourselves. You know, we should learn from ourselves as well. And but learning the mistakes of others and learning from them will definitely make us better people because we're less apt to repeat or make the same mistakes. You know, so it's just one of those things. Learn it, understand history, understand life, understand people, and just be the observer and you'll see what's going on. So keep your ears open, keep your eyes open. And again, you'll see that learning from the mistakes of others is sometimes a very good thing. All right, everyone, we've reached the end of this episode. And if you have any comments, questions, concerns, remarks, please don't hesitate. Drop me an email, dave@davegarrett.com, and mention episode 204. Learning from the mistakes of others. Also, I invite you to follow me on my social media channels on Twitter @DaveGuerra, on Instagram Dave_Guerra, and on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word. Again, I thank you for taking the time to listen to episode 204. Join me on our next episode where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to each other, and talk to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Happy holidays, everyone.